So there's no Parshas HaShavua this week, or maybe another way of putting it is that the Parshas HaShavua this week is the Parshas HaShavua for next week as well, what with Rosh Hashanah being Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, however, we have certainly enough Torah to keep us occupied even without the Parshas HaShavua, but even beyond that, there's enough Ramban to keep us occupied even without the Parshas HaShavua. I thought for the next few days it would be worthwhile to spend some time going through parts of the Ramban's drasha for Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban, as we've spoken about on previous occasions, spent most of his life in Spain. At the very, very end of his life, he won a debate about the veracity of Judaism versus Lahavdil Christianity, and his reward for winning the debate was that he was thrown out of Spain. He was asked very nicely to leave Spain, but he left Spain nonetheless. He fulfilled his lifelong dream of going to Eretz Yisrael, and he spent the last 3 years of his life in Eretz Yisrael. Towards the end of his life, one Rosh Hashanah, he gave a drasha in the town of Akko, still a town in Eretz Yisrael today. And that drasha, which in Rabbi Shavel's beautiful edition of the Kisvei HaRamban, where Rabbi Shavel, just as he does from the Ramban al HaTorah, put together the various different writings of the Ramban, beautifully worked on the text, annotated the text, you know, added many, many insightful comments and notes. In Rabbi Shavel's version, the drasha for Rosh Hashanah runs a good 25 pages. I've always marveled not just at the Ramban who was giving the drasha, but the tzibur, the congregation that was listening to such a drasha. I don't know, I think if you tried to give a 25-page drasha today on Rosh Hashanah, by the time you looked up, I mean, I think after 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, you'd see that nobody was there anymore. It's a tribute to the tzibur, but of course it's also a tribute, obviously, to the Ramban, whose words certainly were worth listening to. I don't know how long the drasha took in actuality, but obviously it wasn't a 5-minute quick vort. And he was done. He really went through many of the halachos of Rosh Hashanah together with many of the hashkafos that we need to have in mind as we go into Rosh Hashanah. So for tonight, I wanted to take a look at a piece from this drasha. If you happen to look afterwards in the Kisvei HaRamban of Rav Shavel, it's page Resh Chaf Aleph, where the Ramban spends some time talking about what the nature of the din, of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah is. We know that we're all judged on Rosh Hashanah. Cho boi olam, yavrim lefanecha, kivnei maron. We all pass like sheep in front of the Ribbono shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah. He counts us all. He assigns a fate to us all. What exactly is the nature of this judgment? So the Ramban writes, ve'achshav anu tzrichin lefarish, mahu hadin hazeh she'odom nidon bo. What exactly is the nature of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah? V'halo amru chachamim ki b'shas misaso shel adam nidon. We find elsewhere, he quotes the Gemara in Tainis, that when a person passes away, at that point in time, he is judged. B'shas p'tiraso shel adam, when a person passes away, kol ma'asav nifratim lefanav, all of his deeds are singled out in great detail before the person. Va'omer lo kach v'kach l'siso b'yom ploni. They say to him in the heavenly court, you know, on such and such a day, in such and such an hour, you did such and such an activity. V'hu omer kach v'chule. And he says, yes, that's indeed right. V'lo od el shematzdik olav v'sadin v'omer yofed antuni. Not only does he acknowledge the fact that the record that they have in Shamayim of his deeds is an accurate record, but when he receives the judgment from the heavenly court, he says, Yafa Dantuni, I accept your judgment is an appropriate judgment for what I did. V'im nomar she'odom nidon b'Rosh Hashanah v'nechtam b'yom ha'kipurim im kein ein dino b'shas misa. So how does this idea of a person being judged at the moment of death, how does that fit in with the judgment which is taking place on Rosh Hashanah? Od hiskiru chachamim shiyom hadin hu la'asid lovu bizman tchiyas hameisim. We also find
that Chazal make reference to a judgment that's going to take place right before the moment of Tchiyas HaMesim, right before the moment of the resurrection. So there are three periods of time which are associated with judgment in Chazal. There's every year Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, there's when a person passes away, and there's the great judgment that will take place right before the moment of Tchiyas HaMesim, of the resurrection of the dead. What are we being judged about? It would seem like each of these is a different judgment, if there are three different times for judgment, but what's the nature of these different judgments? Writes the Ramban, Kachu ho'inyon hazeh, b'Rosh Hashanah koboi ha'olam orvim lefonav. Let's start with the din of Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, every human creature passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nidon kol echad ve'echad al inyonei ha'olam hazeh. On Rosh Hashanah, each of us is judged concerning our success or lack thereof in this world. Meaning, im zocha, if we are zocha, if we merit, lo seis lo chayim, v'shalom, v'osher, v'chasim, v'kavod, in this world, will we merit life? Will we merit a life of peace? Will we merit riches? Will we merit honor? Or conversely, nischayiv lomus b'shonozo, rachmano litzlan, will HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide that this is the year in which we leave this world? Oli yisurin v'tsar v'oni. Or will be judged for pain, for suffering, for difficult times in this world? Everything that's going to happen in the upcoming year in this world is judged on Rosh Hashanah and finalized on Yom HaKippurim. Klolo shel davar, to sum up, I'll call inyon shebaguv shebaolam hazeh kegon boni chayei mezone. He quotes the famous expression that the Gemara uses in Moed Katan. On Rosh Hashanah we're judged concerning boni, our children, chayei, our lifespans, and mezone, and the extent to which we're going to be able to make a parnasa, to make a living, during this upcoming year. That's all the function of the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, things that have to do with Olam Hazeh. The Ramban does not mention this, but the Bali HaTosfos on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that describes famously Hashlosha Svarim Niftachim, Gemara Daf Yud Zayin in Rosh Hashanah. There are three books that are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides whether we're in the book of the Tzadikim, of the Rishayim, of the Beinanim, the people in the middle. So the Tosfos write that the judgment of Rosh Hashanah is about what our portion is going to be in Olam Haba. Very different than this Ramban. So you'll ask, our portion in Olam Haba would seem to be something that's better decided once we're ready to enter into Olam Haba at the end of our lives. So we're, depending on how you understand what Olam Haba is, perhaps right before the Tchiyas HaMesim, the other two times at which we're subjected to judgment, as the Ramban points out. Apparently, the Tosfos understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly reviewing and reassessing that judgment of where we're going to be in Olam Haba. And even when we're not yet ready to transition into Olam Haba, it's important for us to be judged on it on a yearly basis, so as to remind ourselves that we should keep our eye on the ball. We should realize, even as we're living in Olam Hazeh, that the ultimate goal and the ultimate destination is Olam Haba. That's the Bali HaTosfos, right? At least they write that a person is judged concerning Olam Haba on Rosh Hashanah, but that is not the opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban is very, very clear that on Rosh Hashanah we're judged exclusively on Olam Hazeh. Aval, im eino nidon al hanefesh, im tizke l'gan eden l'chayo Olam Haba, tizchayv l'gehenem v'avodon. Person is not judged at all on Rosh Hashanah, says the Ramban, about whether we will ultimately end up in Gan Eden or Gehenim. Those are Olam Haba things, and that you're going to be judged about at the end of your life. And he says, Kach tiknu chachamim b'tfilah. And indeed, that's what it says in the tefillah, which we're going to say on Rosh Hashanah, in the Zichronos. Zeh ayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon. This is the day on which you recall everything since the first day. V'al hamedinos bo ye'omer, Ezo lacherev, ezo lashalom, ezo larav, ezo lasova. Countries are judged on Rosh Hashanah. Which will go to war, which will be at peace, which country will be subjected to famine, which one will be prosperous. Uvrios bo yipokedu lahaskirim l'chaim v'lamoves. And every creature is judged on Rosh Hashanah for life or for death. So says the Ramban, what it sounds like, Chazal are saying, in the Tefillah, in what we say on Rosh Hashanah itself, the Medinos, the countries, are not being judged in terms of their Olam Haba. It's difficult to think of a concept of Olam Haba with regard to a country. There's a concept of Olam Haba with regard to individuals, perhaps with regard to nations. But with regard to a country, this country is going to get Olam Haba, this country is not going to get Olam Haba. And moreover, it says in the Tefillah, Ezol acherev, ezol shalom, ezol rav, ezol sova. Those things, peace, prosperity, famine, war, those are all olam hazeh things. These are all things that concern the world itself. So, you know, that seems to indicate that the judgment of Rosh Hashanah is concerning things that happen to do with this world. He then gets involved in the following question. We find the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us that Ba'arba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon, that there are actually four periods of judgment that take place throughout the year. There's a judgment on Rosh Hashanah, that's the most famous judgment that takes place. But Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos are each associated with the period of divine judgment as well. On Pesach, says the Mishnah, we're judged concerning the wheat crop of the upcoming year. On Shavuos, we're judged concerning the peros ha'ilon, the fruits which are going to grow. And uvechag nidonin alamayim, on Sukkos, we're judged concerning the rainfall. Sukkos is the beginning of the rainy season. So, ask the Ramban, how does that fit in with what we just quoted from the Tefillah? Ve'al hamedinos bo yeyomer. Ezo lo rav, ve'ezo lo sova. Concerning the countries, it's decreed which one will be subjected to famine and which one is going to be prosperous. What is famine? Famine is the absence of rain, the absence of grain, and the absence of fruit from the trees. So I thought all of that was Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos related. Now you're telling me that it's based on Rosh Hashanah? So how do you put that aspect of things together? Says the asked the Ramban. So he quotes in response a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, where Yerushalmi says as follows: Is Tanya Tane Kula Nidonin b'Rosh Hashanah Ugzardin Shokol Echad ve'Echad Mischateim b'Yom HaKippurim? There's some who say that actually, no, not like the Mishnah says, you know, that there's a judgment on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Rather, all of these things, you know, the judgment concerning water, concerning the grain, and concerning the fruit, all of that takes place on Rosh Hashanah and is sealed on Yom Kippur just like everything else. V'is tanoi tano, kol echad ve'echad nidon bizmano, mischatem bizmano. Other tanoim say, no, that what it says in the Mishnah, that, you know, each of these items is, you know, water, grain, and fruit, each of them is judged at its appropriate time, and it's decided at a particular time. Masnisin, Kimanda Omar, Kimanda Mar, Kulon, Nidonu Bismanon, Ugzardin Shokolechor Ve'echor Mischatin Bismano. Now, the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah assumes that there's a different time during the year for each of these judgments, as the Mishnah says. But Milsei Derav Amara, Kulo Nidonin B'Rosh Hashanah, Ugzardin Shokol Echor Ve'echor Mischatin B'Rosh Hashanah. But says the Yerushalmi, it would seem that the Amora Rav argues on this Mishnah, and the Amora Rav holds that the judgment for the water, for the grain, and for the fruits takes place on Rosh Hashanah and is sealed on Yom Kippur, just as other judgments are associated with Rosh Hashanah. You'll say, wait a minute, Rav's an Amora, how can he argue on the Mishnah? So here we have the famous idea which is mentioned in Shas, Rav Tanahu Upalig, although Rav was an Amora, he did have the right to argue on Mishnayos. That was the greatness of his stature. So here's an example of where we find that Rav argued on the Mishnah. What's Rav? The Tani B'Tkiyosa de Bei Rav. Because it was taught from the Beis Medrash of Rav that Rav would have in his machzer on Rosh Hashanah this line which we have in our machzer, Ze hayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon. Right? This line, that this is the day on which HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers all of his creations, and he judges, and it goes on to say, V'al hamedinos bo yeyomer ezo l'cherev ezo l'rav. So in other words, according to the Yerushalmi, says the Ramban, the text of the Machzer, which we utilize today, V'al hamedinos bo yeyomer, is not an innocuous line. It's actually a line that is against a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. And we paskin like our machzer against the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So if you have the minhag, as some do, of learning Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah over the course of the Yont of Rosh Hashanah, and as they so often do, they print the Mishnayos in the machzer itself in the front, you should just realize that what it says at the front of the machzer doesn't fit together with what it says later on in the Machzer. You know, the tefillos, which we say as part of Zichronos, are actually against that particular Mishnah. We do not hold halacha l'maisa that barba prakim bashana ha'olam nidon, that the world is judged at four distinctive periods during the year. We hold that the din for everything that has to do with this world takes place on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So the Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi. He says, "Hachi mashma dal hamayim nami nidonin b'Rosh Hashanah." It's implicit in this Yerushalmi that we're judged on water and all the other things as well as Rosh Hashanah. And he quotes to support that a story that's told in the beginning of the third parak of Brachos, one of the ghost stories that we find in Shas, about a certain individual who went and slept in a cemetery on Rosh Hashanah. He got into a fight with his wife. His wife said, "You're out of here." So he went and slept in the cemetery. And he overheard spirits talking about the judgment that was being rendered in Shamayim at that very moment on Rosh Hashanah. And the judgment pertained to whether the crops of that year would be successful or not. So why were they judging the crops, the wheat, on Rosh Hashanah? The crops, the wheat, are judged on Pesach. So says the Ramban, that story, it's a very, very strange story, but that story told in the Gemara would work well with this idea that's in the Yerushalmi, that the judgment for everything in this world takes place on Rosh Hashanah, even the things that the Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah identifies as being spread out at other times during the year. Aye, so what do you do, says the Ramban, with the following? There's a statement in the Medrash which is quoted by the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Omer Aleph that says as follows: Mipnei ma amra Torah haviu Omer bePesach, umipnei ma amra haviu shtei alechem batzeres, v'niske mayim bChag. Why does the Torah say that we should bring the Korban HaOmer on Pesach and the shtei alechem on Shavuos and the Nusach HaMayim, the libations of water, on Sukkos? So the Gemara goes on to explain that since we're judged concerning the grain on Pesach, we should bring the Omer in order to have a favorable judgment. We're judged concerning the Peros HaIlon on Shavuos, so we should bring the Shtei Alechem to have a favorable judgment. We're judged concerning water on Sukkos, we should bring the Nusach HaMayim, the libation of water, in order to have a favorable judgment. Oh, what do you mean? I thought we just said that we're not actually judged at each of those periods of time during the year. So how do you fit this idea from the Yerushalmi, which the Ramban says is how we paskin, into the statement from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? So says the Ramban, it's no problem at all. It's not that we're judged at these various times during the year. We're judged for everything on Rosh Hashanah. But we're bringing certain korbanos on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, so that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us the following Rosh Hashanah, He'll judge us favorably. So to speak, we're submitting our papers to the court at Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, but the judgment itself is going to be rendered on Rosh Hashanah. Now, this is a very helpful explanation that the Ramban is giving, because had we not had this explanation from the Ramban, we would probably be bothered by the following question. I don't know that we really have many references, in our davening on Pesach and Shavuos to the idea that we're being judged concerning the grain, or that we're being judged on Shavuos concerning the Peiros HaIlon, the fruit of the tree. But our davening on Sukkos, particularly the Hoshanas, particularly the davening of Hoshana Rabbah, is chock full with references to the fact that we're being judged concerning Mayim, that we're being judged on water during the Yontiv of Sukkos. I mean, that's if you read the various piyutim which we say, on Hoshana Rabbah in particular, we're davening a lot for water. So how does that fit in with this idea from the Ramban that really the judgment for everything is taking place on Rosh Hashanah? So you're going to tell me that it's a stira, it's a contradiction between the Rosh Hashanah machzer and the Sukkos machzer? That's very difficult to accept. So we paskin one way, we paskin like Rav on Rosh Hashanah, we paskin like the Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah on Sukkos? That seems very bizarre. So I think the Rambam would answer that question. He doesn't answer it explicitly, but it's pretty much what he's addressing. I think the Rambam would say, we are davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge us concerning water on Sukkos. But what are we davening, for when? Is that tefillah put aside for? We're davening on Sukkos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us with a good year of water on the following Rosh Hashanah. In other words, everything we're doing on Sukkos, all of the things that we're doing with the Lulav and Esrog, where the Gemara says that it's to have an impact on the weather, all the things we're doing with the Hoshinus, beating the Hoshinus, all of that is a tefillah for Mayim for the following year. So it's a very, very interesting thing, which I think emerges according to this Ramban. We're not just davening for the immediate. When we daven on Sukkos for Mayim, we're really putting tefillos in storage, so to speak, for the following year, for the following Rosh Hashanah, when according to the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us on everything that has to do with Olam Hazeh for the upcoming year. Again, it's not what you intuitively would have thought, thinking about our tefillos, but when you put everything together, that is indeed what seems to emerge. That's all in terms of the din of Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban started off his discussion by saying that there are three times where Chazal talk about our being subjected to judgment. There's Rosh Hashanah, there's when a person passes away, and there's right before Tchiyas HaMeisim. So in Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban has said, we're judged exclusively about things having to do with Olam Hazeh. Before a person passes away, says the Ramban, he's judged exclusively about whether he's going to go to Gan Eden or to Gehenna. Let's just read that inside. Klolo Shaldavar, to sum up, Rosh Hashanah Yom Hadin Hu La'olam Hazeh. Rosh Hashanah is the judgment for this world. Sha'as Misaso Shal Adam. When a person is about to pass away, he's judged concerning the world of souls, the world where the soul exists independent from the body. And all of his deeds are illuminated in great detail before his Creator. Im tizke nafsho l'gan eden ha'elyon v'atachton. Will he come into Gan Eden? What level of Gan Eden will he be admitted to? Or conversely, will he be judged to go, Rachmana Litzlan, to Gehenna, to suffering, and how exactly he's going to suffer when he goes to Gehenna? That all takes place right before the person passes away. What's the judgment that takes place, the third judgment, right before Tchiyas HaMeisim? So with this we'll conclude. Says the Ramban, a person's bodily success is judged on Rosh Hashanah. A person's spiritual success is judged when he passes away, there's a din on his neshama. What about when his guf and his neshama together are judged? That happens right before Tchiyas HaMeisim. There's a different type of judgment that pertains to when the guf and the neshama are co-joined. That's Tchiyas HaMeisim. Tchiyas HaMeisim means the guf and the neshama are put back together. There's one kind of judgment on the body, one kind of judgment on the neshama, and one kind of judgment on the combination of body and soul, of guf and neshama, which is the state of existence of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So each type of judgment needs to be at a different time because it's addressing a different manifestation of the person's essence. The person's body, the person's soul, and the combination of body and soul, which is right before the period of time of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, I'm not going to be in shul. We have a chasana, Baruch Hashem. We'll continue with this Tuesday night. And we'll continue with the Ramban and more insights that he has into the din of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh